comes from Luke 17, 20 and 21. Once Jesus was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming, and he answered, "The kingdom of God is not coming with things that can be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is,' for in fact, the kingdom of God is among you." These are our sacred stories.
Thank you. I grew up in old school Southern Baptist churches, never hearing about the church year. For me, the church year was Easter, Mother's Day, High Attendance Sunday, Royal Ambassador Sunday, and Christmas. Sound about right? We didn't follow the lectionary, so most sermons were either from the Sermon on the Mount or Paul's epistles. As Reverend Grady Nutt said, we thought anything organized was Catholic. I thought Lent was just a Catholic thing, where some of my friends would give up eating candy and eat fish on Fridays for 40 days. Over the years, I began to experience a little more of Holy Week, including Palm Sunday and Maundy Thursday, but still nothing else to do with Lent. I didn't experience Lent firsthand until we spent a year in New Orleans during my second year of chaplain residency. There, Lent began at midnight after Fat Tuesday and was ushered in with street sweepers and police pushing everyone out of the French Quarter because the party was over. I provided ashes to the hospital staff at Ochsner, who had to work all day, but I still didn't wear them myself. At St. Charles Avenue Baptist Church, I saw the Sundays in Lent recognized for the first time. When I was the chaplain of the Giddings State School, home of 400 teenage felons, I filled out 120 diet waivers before Lent so the Catholic students could get meatless meals on Fridays during Lent. Although the dietitian insisted on extra peanut butter for protein and fish sticks with dinner, plus the option to fast on Good Friday. None of those kids had to do it. There were no parents or nuns or priests telling them what to eat and what not to eat. Remembering Lent was a way these kids could stay connected to something far beyond the cinder blocks and the fences of the state school. Since then, I've come to value the self-examination and reflection that come with Lent. Each of the Sundays is a time to refocus through the readings, the prayers, and more subdued music. It wasn't until a few years ago that a music minister taught me that we don't sing Alleluia during Lent. I never knew that. And that makes Christ the Lord is risen today and the Hallelujah chorus that much sweeter on Easter when we finally get to sing them. I leave you with a quote from Thomas Keating. Lent is a time to renew wherever we are in that process that I call the divine therapy. It's a time to look at what our instinctual needs are, to look at what the dynamics of our unconscious are.
For the last 39 plus years, I have been attending Covenant Church. While the minor details have changed from year to year, the spirit of the Lenten season has remained the same. It is a time of self-reflection, contemplation, meditation, and soul-searching. Unlike Advent, which is all about loving your friends, family, and community at large, Lent is a wholly personal time of year. Focusing on yourself is not only accepted, but it is encouraged. Exploring your faith and your journey thus far is expected. Covenant has always been a place where questions are welcomed. And while you may get an answer, it often elicits more questions and answers are not guaranteed. As a child at Covenant, I knew that the answers that I found on my journey, were just as valid and valued as those of the grown-ups. So my yearly adventure into what my faith means to me and how I can live out that faith in my daily life never felt like a solitary quest, because there was a whole village of people on similar paths exploring who they were as well. In the fall of 1992, as I entered into the seventh grade, I was invited to join the choir. Music, and particularly singing, had always been important to me, So being given the opportunity to join such a talented group of musicians was exciting. I loved all of the music that we sang that fall and Advent season. But when Fran brought out the Ash Wednesday music, my soul felt full. To this day, that is my guttural reaction, a sense of rightness, of wonder, and of anticipation for the coming months. I look forward to that music every year. And even now, 27 years later, it still has the power to renew my soul. Of all of the music that we sing each year, the Ash Wednesday and Tenebrae pieces are by far my favorites, largely because they encourage internal reflection, contemplation, and questioning. I often find myself using the music that is chosen for Lent as a tool to help me work on determining not only what it means to be a Christian in this society, but also what it means to be myself in this community. And when it's all said and done, I tend to feel renewed and hopeful, even though I may not have gotten the answers that I was looking for, but instead, only more questions.
Maybe one of the reasons the worship committee invited me to share the Lenten experiences of my childhood was because they knew my experiences would be the exact opposite of Chris's and Emily's. So Chris already covered some of the high points, but I will be here representing the high church point of view when it comes to Lent. For those of you not familiar with my background, I was raised Roman Catholic in my Italian family in Buffalo, New York. I went to Catholic school for 12 years. I was an altar boy, and I was a boy alto in our church choir. I experienced Lent in a very visceral way in my childhood. I can remember feeling the stories about the Passion of Christ in my body, a sort of a sad, dull ache that I felt in the pit of my stomach. When Peter denied Jesus three times, I remember feeling his guilt as if I had denied him myself. Those stories about the Last Supper, Christ's agony in the garden, his trial before Pontius Pilate, and his crucifixion and death were told and retold and taught to us, not only during Lent, but all year long. And images from those stories, the crown of thorns, the crucifix, and the blood, were everywhere throughout our sanctuary and even in our classrooms. As a child, it was my personal practice on Good Fridays to walk the stations of the cross. If you're not familiar with that tradition, it means walking around the naves in Catholic churches and stopping and praying at each of the 14 stations or images that depict things that happened along the way as Jesus carried the cross to his own crucifixion. In fact, here's the booklet I used when I was a kid to say those prayers. I saved it. I left the Catholic Church after I graduated from high school. For most of the dozen years or so that followed, I didn't go to church at all. Those years seemed like the emptiest ones in my life, especially during Lent. Even after I started to go to church again, Lent never felt the same way for me as an adult. I remember complaining to my husband, Stephen, that the Methodist church we attended at that time had no idea how to do Lent. Sometimes, on Ash Wednesdays or Good Fridays, I'd go to churches like St. Paul's or Christ Church Cathedral to try to get a proper Lenten fix for myself. But even services at those high churches just didn't feel the same. Then we started coming to Covenant. And much to my surprise, I discovered that this Baptist church knew how to do Lent. Our Ash Wednesday and Good Friday services here at Covenant are some of the most moving and beautiful and meaningful church services I've ever attended anywhere. When Laura said the blessing over the ashes in this year's Ash Wednesday service, she invited us to sit in the pain that our lives will end, to settle into that pain, and to consider how we want to live out the rest of the days we're given. I've tried to carry those words with me during this entire Lenten season. They sum up the essence of how I experience Lent now as an adult. Much like Chris and Emily, Lent for me now is a time of contemplation and introspection. It's different than the way I experienced it as a child, but no less powerful. The solitude of Lent that I attempt to practice now gives me the time and space to look for the kingdom of God as it exists all around me. And it inspires me to make an intentional effort to think about how I might better be able to find my own way forward in it. I am thankful that Covenant is my church now, especially during Lent.